Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 12 cents, September wheat down 3 cents, and November beans up 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up just a couple of ticks. Crude oil is down 30 cents a barrel. Gold and silver are strong. Dow Jones looks to open up steady to 25 lower. Obviously, more fallout selling from the corn market overnight. There is a gap at 377.5. Maybe we go down and try to fill that today, and then hopefully maybe some kind of a rally. I'm guessing the funds will be pretty much out of this thing in the first 5 or 10 minutes. I think they were long about 60,000. I'm guessing they wound up selling something overnight and may sell more here this morning. So hopefully that's going to be the worst of it for the time being. Again, I don't think the USDA is close to the right numbers on the corn. I don't think they're close on yield. I don't think they're close on acres, but they're the numbers we have to deal with. The beans have been trying to ignore the corn out here. They rallied about 17 cents off of the lows last night and then broke a dime. So a little bit of a mixed action there. We haven't seen any new export business. Let me double check that real quick. No, nothing announced on the export front. So, you know, I thought the bean numbers were bullish as they, you know, as they were, but again, they're being dragged down by the corn. The wheat, kind of a little bit negative out here. We broke hard yesterday. I don't know that there's too much more out here, but we've got, you know, Kansas City wheat down to 387. I think it's getting pretty cheap, but what's going to rally it? You got the funds about even now in the wheat in Chicago. So if they want to get short, the market can certainly move lower. The cattle and feeder cattle ought to open up sharply lower here this morning. We'll see if anybody wants to buy an extended limit down type day in the cattle here. So the tough trading continues. We'll see if the beans can hold everything up or whether the corn's going to drag everything down. If you have any questions, give us a call. One other thing, the weather. We've had more rains in Chicago, so that's taking some of the sting out of the bean market as well. These rains will help the beans. I don't know that they're going to help the corn too much, but they will help the beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.